This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Large Brazilian study links table salt habits to cognitive decline in 8 through 300 older adults. Editorially reviewed by Professor Giorgi Kakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. A comprehensive study of 8,300 older Brazilian adults has revealed persistent table salt addition habits that researchers link to accelerated cognitive decline and cardiovascular risks, according to research published on Science Daily. The observational research found that adding extra salt at the table is still a common habit, especially among men. Key takeaways: men showed higher rates of adding salt at the table compared to women in the 8,300-person study. Too much salt is linked to serious health problems and faster cognitive decline. According to the Science Daily report, women's salt-shaking habits were tied more closely to lifestyle and diet factors. The findings highlight the need for targeted public health interventions in aging populations. Study at a glance. 8,300 older Brazilian adults studied for salt consumption patterns. According to Science Daily, gender-specific salt addition patterns emerge. The Brazilian research found that men were significantly more likely to add salt at the table compared to women, according to the Science Daily report. The study revealed that adding extra salt at the table is still a common habit, especially among men. The research builds on previous findings from the World Health Organization, showing that excess sodium intake contributes to hypertension and cardiovascular disease globally. For more insights on nutrition research findings, the study represents one of the largest examinations of salt habits in Latin America. Cognitive decline links to excess sodium intake. The Science Daily report indicates that too much salt is linked to serious health problems and faster cognitive decline. The study examined the relationship between salt-adding habits and cognitive health in the large Brazilian population sample. Previous studies from the National Institute on Aging have suggested mechanisms linking high sodium intake to reduced cerebral blood flow and increased inflammation. The Brazilian findings add population-level evidence to support these biological pathways in real-world settings. Lifestyle factors drive women's salt habits. According to the Science Daily report, researchers discovered that women's salt-shaking habits were tied more closely to lifestyle and diet factors compared to men's habits. This suggests different underlying drivers for salt consumption behaviors between genders. These findings have implications for public health policy design, suggesting that intervention strategies should account for gender-specific behavioral drivers. Public health implications for aging populations. The study's findings highlight the need for age-appropriate sodium reduction strategies in rapidly aging populations. Brazil, like many Latin American countries, faces a growing burden of cardiovascular disease among older adults, with dietary sodium intake representing a modifiable risk factor. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that reducing sodium intake could prevent thousands of cardiovascular events annually. The Brazilian research provides actionable data for implementing such prevention strategies in similar populations globally. What this means for patients: older adults should consider reducing table salt addition and work with healthcare providers to monitor sodium intake as part of overall health maintenance. For clinicians, routine dietary counseling should include assessment of salt-adding habits, particularly given the gender differences identified in the study. For policymakers, gender-specific public health campaigns may prove more effective than generic sodium reduction messaging for aging populations. Frequently asked questions: how much salt is too much for older adults? The World Health Organization recommends less than 5 grams of salt daily for all adults, equivalent to about 1 teaspoon. Many older adults exceed this through processed foods alone, making table salt addition particularly problematic. Can reducing salt intake slow cognitive decline? While this study shows associations between salt habits and health outcomes, more research is needed to establish definitive causal relationships between salt reduction and cognitive health. Why do men add more salt than women? According to the Science Daily report, the study found that men showed higher rates of adding salt at the table, while women's salt habits were more closely tied to lifestyle and diet factors. Future research should examine intervention strategies tailored to gender-specific behavioral drivers. The Brazilian study provides a foundation for developing targeted sodium reduction programs in aging populations globally, with potential applications across diverse cultural and economic contexts. Source: a study of 8,300 older adults revealed a surprising salt habit.